Sorry, I need to turn the volume up. Turning up the volume.
Hello, everybody.
I've turned it up as much as I can. So if you can't hear us now, turn your speakers way, way, way up. And I promise not to play any ear-splitting death metal.
Why do you promise that? Because you know now you're going to.
I don't have any death metal. I don't like...
Are knives death metal?
I don't like this noise that kids are listening to these days. Happy Postmancer Appreciation Day.
Woo! Postmancer crud.
It's, this is not... This change is interesting, but not all that significant, I think.
It may be. I mean, it's very interesting, so it's going to be interesting to see how people use it. And it's also expandable.
Expandable. I wonder if anybody's found any of the...
Yeah, I'm trying to, and having terrible luck.
And you know where they are.
Yeah.
This is going to be like one of those puzzles that we write that no one can ever solve.
So hard, even if you know what to look for. So hard.
Hot Stuff doesn't like riff.
Hello? It's not that I don't like riff.
Well, it's, I mean, we wanted to make a puzzle that would be hard enough to take about 1,000 people about a month to do it. And I guess we overshot that, but trying to do that is... It's way more difficult to hit that mark than it is to make a puzzle that's going to take one to three people an hour to do.
No,
it.
You're right. It's it is solvable. Just there's like nothing which tells you you're on the right track until
you have
made two or three intuitive leaps all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you have to. It's a lot of experimentation and trial and error before you find it. And you have to, not only with what you're trying to do, but with how you try and test your guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time on Vague Theater, we have...
Yeah.
But remember, on today's show, we're not talking about the elderly, we're talking about cooking.
have you seen that?
No. I heard him talking about it earlier.
Mr. Show sketch. There was a Metafilter link to the 50 funniest sketch comedy sketches ever, which is a very arguable thing. For instance, the Christopher Walken with the census taker sketch was not on the list.
And Cowbell was number 50. Below a bunch of other stuff. Which
was the Patrick Stewart erotic cake shop?
No.
Then fuck them.
Yeah,
they have no idea then.
Yeah, they really don't.
Number one, not to ruin this for anybody, but it was the parrot sketch.
Which isn't really that funny.
Yeah, it's not. There was the top 10 was kind of clogged with Monty Python.
I wonder if the person who put this list together liked Monty Python.
You know what I was really happy to see, though? $240 worth of food.
Yeah, there was a lot of steak. There was a lot of the steak, a lot of kids in the hall.
Yeah. I saw my first Upright Citizens Brigade 2, the ass pennies.
That was fun.
I don't think I saw that.
Funny.
You need to look for Hot Chicks Room, because that's a good one, too.
Okay.
That's Upright Citizens Brigade.
Maybe it's on YouTube.
I would imagine it is. 100 adventures later, I found it.
The Christopher Walken census taker sketch not being on there just indicates that
don't know what they're talking about. Because that is probably the single funniest thing that has ever been on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, either that or that Patrick Stewart sketch, definitely.
Or the Kevin Spacey as Christopher Walken
auditioning
for the part of Han Solo. that was kind of it was not really long. I don't know how good the entire sketch was, right?
Mm.
I remember that also the one where Kevin Spacey's the doctor after the legalization of medical marijuana in California.
And he's
describing everyone huge bong hits and like giant joints. Yeah, it's awesome. Somebody calls in and he gives them advice about taking their finger off the carb at the right moment to make sure that the bong hit is sufficiently huge. Saturday Night Live is good sometimes. Let's see. What you guys been up to? You been playing any video games?
I've been playing the hell out of some World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying on the strength of Yahtzee's review for No More Heroes, I ordered a copy of Killer 7.
Yeah, I'd like to actually check that out. Did you get No More Heroes?
Yeah, I've got it in there. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's about like he described it. There's a lot of grind in between the interesting parts.
Have you played through it?
I've done like the first three or four bosses.
I see. I don't know if I should buy it or borrow it.
You can just borrow it.
I feel like if I borrow it, I'm just going to have it for 6 months, though, because everything I borrow from you just lives at my house forever. What I'll do is I will move, and all of your people will be at the bottom of a box, the way House of Leaves is at the bottom of a box. You know what? Didn't we find that secret door company? I've been reluctant to
I've
been reluctant to actually move forward on setting up the library, because I want to... There's a closet in the bedroom that I'm converting to a library, so what I would ideally like to have is that closet converted to a secret room accessible through a bookshelf door. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the people that make that secret door company, I wonder if they make bookshelves, because it would almost be worth it to hire them to make the bookshelves if they could do it in such a way that made it easier for them to secret door, or if they have a person that they work with.
I'm gonna look up the...
Seems like the hard bit, I mean, it seems like you could almost do it yourself, except the hard bit would be fixing it so that when it swings out, because you'd have to have, like, a large obvious gap between the two bookshelves there where the hinges are.
The nice thing about this is that it's on the end, right? Okay. Like, it's like an... I basically want bookshelves on two walls of this room, and it's like the sort of very end of the crossbar on the L is where the closet door is. So I feel like the section could swing out. The hinges, they also make those hinges that are sort of invisible hinges. They kind of wrap around behind.
Okay.
It what it does is it allows you to hinge something that you're looking at the sort of back edge of and not see any hinge posts. But also, if you did it, I feel like if you did a bookshelf with a ladder on a track that slid around it, you could rig the bookshelf such that you could slide it out and have it catch in the ladder track and then slide the bookshelf to the side.
Huh.
I think that would be pretty difficult to do.
Yeah, jeez.
But you could.
It's just so cool that this company is not only exists, but it's local.
Yeah, it's like based in Mesa.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's hiddenpassageway.com.
Oh, okay.
The ladder thing would be awkward in a room that's only 8 or 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
The ceiling in that room is pretty high. There is currently a shelf in that room that is so high that I can't reach it.
Huh.
So, I may be exaggerating there. It's so high that my wife can't reach it. Or perhaps my wife is so high that she can't find it.
She's only 2 feet tall, so that's not a good indicator.
That's true.
This is bad. This is a
horror. I've been fulfilling my duties at keeping the black man down to the point where I've actually compressed her. Is it leaking?
Yeah.
I don't recommend drinking whatever comes out of it.
Yeah.
It's just like little seeds. Yeah, it's potpourri. It's like
that's tasty.
No, it's like whatever's in those buckwheat pillows.
Buckwheat.
Yeah. Again.
Well, this website hasn't been updated since 2004. Hopefully, they still exist.
Nah,
maybe they exist at a secret website.
maybe you have to figure out what part of the picture to click on to get to the real website. The thing about it is, it's like, woo, I found a secret room, and now it's a closet. Great.
That was my favorite thing about Salad Day was hearing about the one guy who had to find which random part of the salad to click on to open the second floor of Spooky Raven.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But I was also thinking that what I would do once I got that is I would figure out, and I don't know if you have to get, like, I would imagine you'd have to get some sort of permit to do this, but what I would kind of like to do is build a tower on the top of my house with, like, like a place where I can sit in a lawn chair,
with like a bunker so you could snipe people from.
Oh yeah, like murder holes, like a cauldron of boiling oil, so I can set my house on fire from the top of it. No. So you go into the secret room, and then there's a ladder leading up through a trapdoor.
Spiral staircase would be cooler.
That's true. It would require a larger opening, but But yeah, spiral staircase.
It means you're gonna build a tower on the top of your house.
A spiral staircase would take up most of the closet. But then again, what are you gonna do with the downstairs part? You could have the spiral staircase go out into a tower with a little, you know, like even like a 5x5 room at the top of the tower with windows, and then a little observation deck on top,
and a gun
with a ladder leading to it, and a gun rack. Yeah.
And a trebuchet,
or just like a tank turret on top of it, just to be like, ha, you thought this was some kind of castle? You know? like a then rocket slime. I could turn my house into like a rocket slime castle tank,
yeah.
And I could hire people to run around like throwing like a machine gun into the cannon so that the cannon could fire a machine gun at my own. I'd be like, what the fuck, you retard?
And then you just like randomly throw the people into the cannon, yeah, and fire,
yeah,
them too.
Yeah. All right. Got a plan. Got a
now
plan.
You just need a man in a canal.
That's true. Now, what I think I need is a contractor with a sense of humor and an infinite supply of money.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Donate more, kids.
Yeah, to fund the secret room/tower defense. Rocket.
Yeah, man, I could buy every house in the neighborhood, and then we could play real life tower defense.
There you go.
Oh man, but who has to be the zombies running down the street?
Got it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I call
know,
that
real
it.
Zombies or like neighborhood kids. We could just like brainwash all the kids in the neighborhood to think that every day was Halloween. So they're always trick or treating, and then, so they're just kind of meandering through the neighborhood.
Then you shoot them.
Pew pew. Yeah. Or you shoot them with a candy cannon, and the goal is to give them diabetes.
There you go.
Not kill them.
When they get diabetes, they fall over.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how you know.
That,
yeah,
because you know, they have to have their feet amputated, like right there. But only one, so they tip over. I wonder what would happen if you were like standing in the like feed tube of a giant food processor. It's like cut your feet off all at once, you know?
And then you just sort of like stick to the bottom.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
more
yeah,
and more
yeah,
you
just keep
on
going.
Yeah.
It probably like grabs you. So.
It hurt.
I'm guessing
pain.
I used to have a newspaper clipping that a pen pal sent me of, I forget where it was, somewhere in like the logging industry belt, but there is apparently a grisly death that occurred at a lumber camp. It was not a chipper, but a bark stripping machine.
Ooh.
Which is basically this big drum that's lined with spinning interlocking blades, and there is a jam, and these three guys were inside the machine clearing the jam with chainsaws when it turned on.
What? That sounds less.
So yeah, you got this spinning drum with blades on the walls and three ricocheting chainsaws bouncing around inside it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Monty Python sort of thing.
Pet Rock Steve said from last show that Eisenhower was on a silver dollar in the 60s. Yeah, talking about the whole do dollar coins fail because they have women on them? And somebody's like, what about Eisenhower?
They fail because, well, I don't know. I don't remember what the old ones look like.
Because
the
they
new
fall
ones
out
are
of
just
the stripper's G-string.
They're too close to the size of quarters. They need to be like obviously
ones,
a different size from quarters.
The
and
new ones seem a little better. They seem
yeah,
they
they're
seem
a little better, but they need to be fat like pound coins. They need to be heavy. They need to feel like a dollar.
It still won't fit in the G-string.
That's true, unless yeah. it's like a.
Can you move that bottle in front of you because it's like right in front of your face?
Presidential $1 coins. Have you guys? Is that what you're talking about? The new presidential ones.
They are. I believe that they are identical to Susan B. Anthony's in like vending machine capacity, but they seem different.
That's the problem.
They're actually made of
plastic.
You listen to them more
because nobody wants to
retrofit
the vending machines for the.
I've actually never seen a vending machine that takes dollar coins.
I've seen vending machines that give dollar coins in change.
Oh, yeah, like
the
post
office.
Yeah, and that's like the only place.
Yeah. There was some place, Subway ticket kiosks.
I thought you were talking about
the ones in the ones in Boston gave Susan B. Anthony and or Sacagawea dollars and buying tickets for the monorail in Las Vegas. Because we went to Las Vegas in the future.
Monorail.
It was like a slot machine where you always lose.
I especially lost because I bought an all-day ticket.
We have a report of someone getting the new awesome answer thing.
Oh, do we?
As a seal clubber. Does that...
Oh.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's probably not something.
Getting one of the items?
Yeah.
Being able to use it?
Well, I don't know if he's been able to use it, but he got it. He got the drop.
Dope.
Well, fuck.
This is what happens when you push stuff out right before the radio show.
No, it's not. This is what happens when everything is awesome. okay, Seal Clubber and just got the drop, but that should be... Look at that monster, Zeno, and see if you can...
Which number is it?
It's the Undead Elbow Macaroni.
Okay.
Dumb,
oh,
spoiler.
God damn it. You know what I did is I forgot that in item drop conditionals, it has to be found equals false, and in adventure conditionals, it's found one equals false.
Woo!
Yeah, so, okay. Also, I had fixed the ability to actually use the items as a seal clubber, but I had not pushed out that fix, and now I have. So...
And now everyone knows where to get it.
Well... They know where to get one of the three. I haven't told them about the one that's in the beanbat chamber or the one that's in the hole in the sky.
Oh, right. Okay, we're fine then.
Or the one that you get by eating 227 fettuccine economies.
Yeah. A fettuccine economy.
Yeah, yes.
It's like a baby. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. We need to add like a space baby made of fettuccine.
I like... Yeah.
Would he be a genie?
Yeah.
He'd be a fetus genie.
Fetus genie. Fetus genie. A fettuccine fetus genie.
That's
like
awesome.
Riff's response to somebody who said, well, I've eaten 240 fettuccine incarnates and can't get a trophy. He's like, oh, you ate too many.
You ate too many.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I haven't looked...
Do we have questions?
Yeah, I was reading a couple questions.
Well, questions are for people who want to know things.
Yeah, so that guy, that seal clubber that accidentally got himself attuned to one of these things, won't be able to use it. I don't think that he will ever know that he has it. He'll get some goofy messages if he tries to use another one, because he'll have that sort of current thing as an artifact. Also, actually, can we nuke people's flags? Do we have the capacity to edit people's flags from the player viewer?
No. And if we did, we'd have to boot them off.
Sure. Yeah.
But
unless we finally add that thing to the player table that forces a flag reload, which we really should at some point. Like that would just make things a lot more flexible for us. Landstuhl had written, there is no space between my attack text and the block message for the fake eyebrow piercing. I fixed that just now. And then he says, a little weird. Why is people? This sentence is strange. But he talked about people complaining about black pepper when he finds it much harder to get a meat tank from toolkits, and you need one every run. Yeah. You know, I talked a lot. I have talked a lot about adding some sort of queuing mechanism to items that
drop from other items.
Items that drop a collection of other items. Or at the very least, just hard coding one for the meat tank, like the meat tank and the black pepper, just making it so. Since you only ever need one of those, it's not really dicking with the randomness too much if we just force you to get one.
You
on
don't
the
only need one. You say it like
to complete the game in a minimum.
I mean, in an ascension run, is there, like I kind of don't care about people like trying to farm as much black pepper as possible.
No, I know,
like,
but I mean, you often want more than one meat tank.
More than one meat tank.
Yeah. For making a maid or something.
Oh. I forgot about the maid.
And the auto plunger.
About this game.
Yeah, and the auto plunger.
People don't actually make the auto plunger.
Why not?
Play, do they?
Sure.
Do they?
They could.
I hope they do. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is an awesome item.
You can make one in a muscle slime pretty readily.
Yeah.
It's three handed and it's a spear.
That's true. And it kills goblins and doesn't afraid of anything.
People should in fact be making more auto plungers.
They should.
I believe.
I believe that too. And we made that one animated auto plunger for that guy who made the real auto plunger.
Yeah.
That's still in my garage.
Is it?
That was awesome.
It's like there's a perfectly functional power drill that's part of it. It's a.
Are you going to take it apart to reclaim the power drill?
No, I have need to plunge something though.
No, I don't know if I have a charger for that particular power drill. This thing, but I forgot. My mom got me. I hadn't forgotten. My mom got me a new set of cordless power tools for Christmas, and so I retired my current power drill. If anybody wants a power drill, I have one new in the package. I mean, not new. I used it to screw and drill.
Used it to open the package?
Yeah, I used it to open the package for the moment. We need a 21 drill salute. We also got our propane, our built-in propane grill at the house fixed.
Did you get your built-in propane accessories?
By a company called Grills Gone Wild.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We didn't know that was the name of the company until they had already come out.
Grills Gone Wild.
Yeah, Grills Gone with Lid.
I don't like propane or propane accessories.
Enemy Lasagna says, could you make it so one of the bats in the bat lair will say, I'm a man, not a cow? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
That makes three of us.
Fred Levi says, the 8-bit realm bounty should be points from the Mario enemies. That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Ridiculo says, hello, JNS. I finished the Karanj quest, and when I tried to equip the fledges, my mist was too low. Is there any way the rec for that could be lowered? It already was lowered once, and I kind of like it where it is now, because the fledges give you a distinct advantage. And, you know, it is an advantage that maybe mist classes get earlier. Because, you know, God knows mist classes could use some advantages. They're totally imba. Imba.
They're kind of hit and missed.
Oh. I'm going to be hitting you in a second if you don't stop making dumbass jokes.
What?
Yeah.
What
do
you pay me for?
Around.
That's what you pay me for, specifically.
Dumbass. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I need him to animate something. Uber Noodle Boy says, the Wi-Fi on the Wii is absolutely awful. My PSP can connect more reliably. You can buy a USB wired connection adapter for the Wii. I have one and it works great. Although my Wii is like 30 feet from my...
Since we changed the one here to be on channel 11 or whatever, it has not had any problems.
I did change mine when I first got it, because it didn't work at all when I first got it, and now it and my 360 are right next to each other, and the 360 will connect just fine in the
Wii. Huh. I think Nintendo just doesn't understand how online gaming works.
So they ship their console with a wireless card that doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
It's actually an FM radio.
It's just a big hunk of Melba toast.
It just doesn't have wires, guys. It's wireless.
Yeah. That's what must be wrong with it. I mean, how could it connect without wires?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Never mind that.
The only thing we have, the only good thing without wires is Melba toast. So that must be what we're supposed to make out of.
I thought you said Milka toast for a second.
Melba toast is good.
Wireless?
I like Melba toast.
Do you like those like nasty yeast based things like Australian
like stuff? Marmite?
Marmite. And
I've never had any.
Yeah, I've never had those.
Just nasty.
I suspect that I would though.
You'd probably love it. It tastes like rotten Guinness.
Rotten Guinness.
Didn't we used to have a jar of it floating around here?
Yeah, somebody sent us a.
No one opened it.
There's some Marmite. There's also. I'm trying to remember that. There's another one.
Vegemite?
Yeah, Vegemite. Yeah, those are both terrible.
I need to find a source for some Branston pickle.
Oh, God. Doesn't AJ sell it?
Found some, yeah. I think AJ's Purveyors of Fine Food sells it. I know that we had a jar of it in the refrigerator that was bought locally. Yeah, Branston pickle is fucking delicious.
You guys are just gross.
Oh man, it's like it's awesome.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
it is like an English sandwich spread. It's like really vinegary, and it's got chunks of beetroot in it. It is.
Yeah, which just
bleh. Every sandwich would be better with Branston pickle on it.
That's right.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Maybe yeah. I could do. I would try a peanut butter and Branston pickle sandwich.
Maybe, what about a peanut Branston and jelly sandwich?
What?
Or a peanut butter and Branston sandwich.
What about a peanut butter jelly sandwich
and baseball bat sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Lot Spasta says, "Will the pyramid ever have pictures for the lower chamber adventures?" That actually is the picture down there. The bomb is a big smiley face, and they keep it in a picture frame. I mean, it's a sad face.
No, well, maybe it's a happy face. It's just upside down.
It has dots on its chin.
The eyes are also... No, the eyes are also.
Like no earning potential.
Chin.
Were you doing chia?
I was doing chia pet. The bombs remain the same.
My wife wants to know if you liked her.
That's
cookies.
The cat snoring.
Oh. Or did you not eat it?
I had one, and then immediately my abdomen tried to jump out of my body. I don't think it has anything to do with the cookie, which was delicious, but...
She says she wants to be objectified in a domestic sense. So, she's curious as to how her cookie baking is going.
Did you get her an apron?
She already has an apron.
Does she have a bandana that she wears while she's wearing the apron?
No.
You get her a bandana.
Like that.
Yeah, red and white check.
Yeah.
Like a skull cap. Yeah. Like a do-rag. Yeah, she calls it a do-rag. She's ghetto like that.
Mm-hmm. I could call you that.
Zanch Vegas says, "Have you ever considered adding an adventure to the Hole in the Sky that it would allow a player to trade in stars for lines and vice versa? Maybe I trade in so many stars and lines, it would cost the player an adventure, but would help with the misbalance of stars and lines." I don't know about that. I feel like that's a relatively limited utility.
I mean, you often have more of one than the other, depending on what you're making. And there's like an optimal set that I think uses more.
Maybe you could drop an item that transmutes one from the other.
Or two of one into one of the other.
Or a cooking recipe.
Yeah. Do you think it would be mathematically provable to say that everything requires more stars than lines, almost because of the fact that at every juncture there's going to be a star? I guess not with some stuff that you have like multiple lines coming into like the cross piece or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how accurate it.
They're not completely accurate to the pictures.
I never worried about having like hints for the number of stars and lines it took to make something, because you could always see other people's gear and stuff.
Right.
And you could always just count.
I think, though, that of all of the stuff that you can construct, the number of stars required and the number of lines required adds up to the same number.
Right, but I mean, you can pick something that there's... The optimal set that uses the least number of anything.
Oh, the optimal set, maybe, because I didn't bother balancing the optimal set because it... did not exist as a concept when all that stuff was created. Oh, boy.
We could maybe do two stars for one line.
Yeah.
Or something. Or vice versa.
I mean, I wonder what would happen if you cooked two stars. If, like, you cooked two stars and it gave you one line.
All right.
Changling Bob says, "Regarding polymorphing again, how about any Dungeon of Doom monster or a Grey Dragon / Arch Lich, other ridiculously tough monster? Basically, I kind of meant a mechanic that doesn't completely trivialize the encounter, gives some kind of reward, and has a chance of WTF poning you if you use it without being super tough. Although using Dungeon of Doom plus big ass monsters could be interesting for level 30 farming for, say, Grey Dragon scale mail or Athame or something. Also, tipping in Britain isn't done in bars because we pay our bar staff. Tipping waiters/waitresses is still the done thing, but not as much as in the U.S. Like, not tipping as much, or not tipping as often, or only tipping based on the size of their breasts, which is what I usually do.
Really?
So I don't tip dudes at all.
And if a woman is just tipping over, you're like,
yeah,
just throwing money.
Yeah, that tipping prompts more tipping.
I see.
So you should tip women more who have smaller breasts, so that way they can have more money to get breasted.
All right, so they can level up.
Yeah.
But then if they get less tips after leveling up, what's the advantage, you know? I guess if you tip them inversely at restaurants and then proportionally at strip clubs, right, then you could level up by working at a restaurant for a while.
It's the restaurant's sort of the lower level zone. If you keep adventuring there, once you're past a certain level, you know, you hit diminishing returns. You got to work up to the strip clubs.
I mean, I guess it would kind of work itself. You could narratively justify it by saying that the bigger your boobs are, the more likely you are to, like, knock over a cup of coffee that you're carrying. You know, so you'll get missed tips.
How does that the proportional thing work in strip clubs, though? Because there's the full nude versus...
It's just different flavored zone. Money. Depends on how far you're willing to debase yourself.
You just never go to a full nude strip club. Oh, you're saying based on our thing from before.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You know, maybe the thing is, you can dance at the full nude strip club, but there is a chance of you getting raped. Whereas working as a waitress, there's no chance of you getting raped, and so, or else there's a small chance of you getting raped. I guess rape happens when you least expect it.
Surprise, I guess. but
no. So what I'm saying is, the strip club could pay the full nude strip club could pay. Proportionally with your breast size.
Yeah.
But start higher, right? But maybe there's diminishing returns on breast size at the full nude strip club.
Whereas
so you can elect to get the higher regardless.
Maybe you'd have to have a series of cheap to expensive augmentation surgeries. Because that way you can sort of work your way up.
Or there could be, you know, like a push up. You could get a push up bra, which would
I see.
Well, that would only increase your breast. So
You were a waitress.
Yeah, while you were a waitress, it would only increase
your
breast size.
Decrease.
Sure, you could get like a sports bra that would decrease your breast size, but you couldn't wear it while you were stripping.
Wow.
Right, this would be a good mini game for Soul Raver.
Yeah, I mean, it could also be that the restaurants are only open during the day and the strip clubs are only open at night.
Because people don't eat at night.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they eat at the strip club.
No, because if they eat after, you know.
Oh, right, they have to eat after because everyone is a gremlin, so they have to eat after midnight. The world ends. I do actually kind of like that idea about the spell of polymorph that'll just turn any monster into any Dungeon of Doom monster and has a chance of turning it into some ultra hard Dungeons of Doom monster with some, you know, with some like rare cool drops. That said, Dungeons of Doom already pretty content rich.
Yeah.
So, you know. Good idea.
There was thought put into that particular dungeon, I reckon.
Yep. Subbot says, why are the dwarves in the mines so easy?
Because you're just a nice guy.
the hardest of them is only slightly harder than a Hellion, and that's from two levels earlier. Hellion is harder than the other monsters.
Much. The whole mountain is sort of supposed to be a progressive thing. That's thing
right.
To be
yeah, it doesn't. Easier. It doesn't start at level 10 or whatever. What is that? Level 9?
8.
8?
8. Yeah.
7. 8.
Mike.
3.
Mike.
Yeah, it's a level 3.
Sibilance.
Mine.
There's something wrong with my sibilance. Agrajag 619 says, I went to a Hard Rock Cafe tonight. They had one of Ringo Starr's old shirts framed up on the wall. Do you think anyone will ever hang one of your shirts up in a restaurant? Also, has Radio Bugbear ever bleated anyone? Now, usually anytime Radio Bugbear would have to bleat someone, I just disable them. So if you ever want to get an account disabled, just send the same message to Radio Bugbear like 500 times. Actually, don't. you know, someday I'll open a restaurant and the entirety of the decoration will just be my shirts hung on the wall. Actually, maybe it'll be like a tea room, and the walls will actually be made of my shirts, strung between frames of bamboo.
To double emphasize the tea.
Yeah.
Aspect.
Yeah. And you know, there'll be like the They Might Be Giants t-shirt room, and then the really small, Violent Femmes t-shirt room that's just inside of a single shirt.
The negative land room that's actually quite large, but also still the same shirt.
Yeah, because I have five copies of that shirt. It is my favorite shirt.
All five of them are?
Yeah. The original one is like 12, 13 years old now.
If you had replaced the original shirt one thread at a time and taken that thread out and built a new shirt,
which one would be the original shirt?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
That's a dumb question.
Do you have a favorite amongst your five identical shirts?
I mean, I guess the original one is my favorite, but it's too torn up to really wear to anything except, like, if I went to a punk show or something. I'm never going to go to a punk show again.
Are you ever going to mosh, you think?
I don't think so.
Given the way that you react whenever I've hit you, Jason, I don't think that's a great idea.
Well,
you kind of ball up like a little black tarantula.
Little black tarantula?
It's a Space Ghost reference.
Oh, I see. You've been watching Space Ghost since, yeah. I was pretty pleased with the visual quality of the Space Ghost reference that we put.
Yeah,
it
was
in.
Awesome.
I wasn't sure I was gonna be able to do that in a way that you'd be able to actually recognize it, but I think it worked.
It worked.
I have the same birthday as Ringo Starr. I wonder if that makes me more or less likely to get a shirt put up somewhere.
Probably.
Rock band.
I have the same birthday as the guy who played the live action Tick.
Yeah.
Does that make me more nigh invulnerable?
I don't know. is Patrick Warburton himself nigh invulnerable, do you think? Disco Daryl says, "Hey, Jake, I don't think you answered my question from the 33108 show about why weren't Klan ads approved on the Grimmicide bricks. So why weren't they approved?" They were just a little distasteful to me.
If they were really funny, I would approve a couple of them, maybe.
Oh, yeah? Also, you know, those bricks are going to be there potentially longer than your clan.
Yeah.
So also, all the bricks finished.
Yep, all the bricks are finished.
Crazy.
Thank you to a very bored Multizar.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently you guys aren't getting into enough trouble.
Well, I think part of it was that the logs weren't being archived properly, and none of his tools were working. But yeah. I've been talking to Geoff a little bit about
Dub 8,
yeah. And he was like, he's worried about switching down to 7 web servers.
Why?
He's like, I want to turn it off for a week and make sure, because he's worried that we're close to the like memory threshold that where the web servers are going to start swapping. But there have been so many times when there was one box down, and nothing happened. You know,
I mean, that's fine. We can take one down and let
yeah, just
monitor.
Take one down for a week and see what happens. I'm pretty sure that
I'm convinced that it's going to have no ill effects. Will not have any ill effects for 2 or 3 boxes.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, it's his job to be more careful than we are, so, you know, whatever.
Indulgent.
Strong Bad Fan X.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Strong Bad Fan X says, "So, Jake, I see you have hula hoop skills, in case you didn't see Amplitude's video." Yeah, that got out there. I wonder if that's on...
That's awesome. Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
That's great.
I don't have the questions up, so I can't save you guys from impending radio silence.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
What?
I do not believe that it is on YouTube, so that's cool.
It got out there. Maybe it isn't published, posted somewhere public yet.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, anyway. Somebody gave Amplitude a giant hula hoop. It was a hula hoop proportioned according to his height.
Whoa.
Which made it significantly easier to hula hoop. It was pretty amazing.
You find it, that stuff?
No. There's some sort of hula hoop party.
Woo!
Which was weird because the comment said one jick, one hula, which clearly not what this was all about.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Anyway, yeah, no more unapproved bricks.
That just, the process of approving bricks was just completely soul-crushingly boring.
Yeah.
I could really only handle, like, 400 at a time, and then I had to stop.
That was about, 10 times more than I can handle.
For a while, I was doing, like, 1,000 at a stretch.
Yeah.
I was paying a lot less attention to them than you were.
Yeah, no, I mean, I read every single one very carefully, and check for typos, but I was also a lot more critical. If it was just plain old dumb, it was just rejected. You know, sorry,
stuck up Ivy League boy.
No, it just okay. These are part of our game now, right? Like,
oh no.
Yeah, but so is cleansing the taint. I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
Seal Clubber for Life says, why did you have El Vibrato items smash into useless powder? I mean, they're hard to get and all. I don't get it. That's a good point. I did not specifically have them smash into useless powder. They just do that because they don't actually have enchantments.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they should.
Why would they smash into wads of any kind?
They're alien technology.
Yeah.
They're
not made of the same stuff that you and I are made of.
They're all unwaddy.
Wads.
Yeah. Gramp says, are there plans for any more zones to get bounties? Ideally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
what would it hurt?
It would dilute the pool somewhat.
I mean, but is that bad?
Mm.
I mean, in that you have three to choose from every day. I guess they're kind of ordered by difficulty, aren't they? Like, of the zone. Like, are there a pool of, like, low-level ones, and then a pool of mid-level ones, and a pool of high-level ones? Or am I just...
Yeah, there are.
It's, I see. I didn't read this thread, because I was like, whatever. Who cares what Amplitude had to say? But he posted it in the community forums.
I see.
So. Did he turn it? Did he, like... My question is, did he correct the aspect ratio? Because he filmed it sideways.
Mm. I see.
And the answer is yes.
My wife was making fun of me.
Although, the aspect ratio is still kind of fucked up. You look like you're short and squat.
Oh, yeah. I am short and squat.
You aren't, though. It's because he filmed it... to the viewers at home, it's actually, you know, sort of a landscape screen that somehow been compressed into a square in a portrait orientation. It's weird. Yeah. It's not really all that funny. Although I guess at the very end when you start getting into it with your arms, it's kind of a humorous thing to behold. And hey, you're wearing a negative lens shirt.
Of course I'm wearing a negative lens shirt. So that this thread starts with one jick, one hula hoop.
Yeah.
And that was in the comments of some YouTube video?
Somewhere.
That's really strange.
Yeah, you're now a meme, dude.
That's great.
One jick, one hula.
Yeah.
Although did that answer the question for that guy? Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, that was Strong Bad fan at EX was asking what he could have you sign at Comic Con, and now he knows.
No, was it? Yeah,
it's a hula hoop.
A giant hula hoop.
Yeah.
Or perhaps a Hulu hoop. Some sort of legal loophole that allows you to display television on the internet.
Hula hoop that beams you back up to the Enterprise.
That is cool.
A Sulu loop.
A Sulu hula hoop. Oh, boy.
Sort of a chocolate milky beverage that beams you back up to the starship.
Yulu Sulu.
This is going places. It really is.
Fred Levi says, what kind of crazy world does Skullhead live in anyways? Over here in Nova Scotia, Dairy Queens are open year-round. Yeah, he says
what?
That Dairy Queens close in the winter.
I don't know about that.
I'm guessing that a particular Dairy Queen has just closed or has just recently opened and then it wasn't... Or, like, its management decided to close it. It's not like a... That's just not... The Dairy Queens are open in the winter in Boston.
Yeah. It could be that there are no Dairy Queen braziers there, that there are only Dairy Queen ice cream stands.
What's
right?
Braziers?
Like, some Dairy Queens don't have hamburgers and stuff.
Huh. So it's just an ice cream shop?
Yeah, I've seen Dairy Queens like that.
I guess that would be less likely to have any customers in the winter. But, I mean, a bunch of, like, ice cream cafe-type shops still serve ice cream in the winter and still do okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Reports, for people who care, the reports back from Boston are that Toscaninis managed to get a bunch of people in the community to donate money so they could pay their taxes so they could open again.
Huh.
Did I ever take you to Toski's?
No, I think it was closed.
Yeah, well, because I was going to, and then it was closed.
Yeah,
so.
Because they were going to give us free ice cream.
Yes. Which is why they couldn't pay their taxes.
Right.
Catch 22.
Yeah, and why that office supply store is going to go out of business, too.
Yeah, man. It's like this nice old couple. They have every office supply in the universe somewhere in their store or their basement. And
only they know where it is.
Yeah. And they just, like, you would go to buy something for $10. She's like, oh, you look nice. I'll go to you for $1. Okay.
Yeah, we'll give you the student discount. You look like students.
Yeah.
Do you work here? Yeah, you work here. We'll give you the employee discount, too.
I used to have this black hat that had the word security on it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And, every time I would go to the mall, I would get the employee discount on, like, things from...
That's awesome.
Things from, like, the food court and the store once.
That's
they
cool.
thought that I worked at the mall.
That's brilliant.
I didn't say anything. On purpose.
Yeah.
They just assumed that I worked at the mall, and I would look at my receipt and like,
that is awesome.
I wonder if a mall could exist like completely independent of outside commerce for some period of time, just like people
are in the mall,
in the mall buying each other stuff.
I think you're thinking of a hippie commune.
No, but they have
sort
food,
of a perpetual,
and they have stores with beds in them.
Or they just sleep on the floor.
No, they could sleep at Sleep America, where America goes to sleep.
There's the Mall of America.
I don't think that's anywhere near here.
No, it's like it's in
Minnesota.
Minnesota, maybe?
Why it's in Minnesota, no one knows.
Is that the one that's like 7 stories tall? Is it less of a mall and more of a building?
There are many stories in the naked mall.
This is one of them.
A naked mall would be interesting.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, I mean, let's say it was a mall where all of the employees of the mall were required to be like hot naked strippers.
Then I could see.
Would you
but
be
that's
tipping,
not reality.
Would you be tipping based on proportional to their breast size?
I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't be tipping. You don't tip at a food court.
At a Chick-fil-A, when you get breaded chicken, do you tip based on how large the chicken breasts are?
You can go ahead if you want. I mean, that's really dumb.
I don't think they're used to tips at Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Here's a tip. Stop working at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A would be good if they had spicy chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. I'm so pissed off. Every single person in the city of Mesa has just been fucking up my drive-thru orders left and right for the last, like, week. I ordered a goddamn spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's, and I hardly ever go to Wendy's anymore. So I'm like, I'm going to treat myself to some delicious, delicious Wendy's. And I go and I order a goddamn spicy chicken sandwich with no mayo and some cheese, and they give me a goddamn spicy chicken sandwich with a whole bunch of mayo and no cheese. I'm like, oh, you must have heard me wrong.
But of course you don't discover this until you're already back at the office.
Mayonnaise,
so you can't go back.
No, it's not. Mayonnaise is like... Satan's ejaculate.
No. That's Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip is awesome. I'm
Miracle
sorry.
Whip is disgusting. And you should.
Oh, it is so much better than mayonnaise.
Oh, what is wrong with you? No. You don't know what's good.
A turkey sandwich made with leftover turkey from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you slather it on two slices of white bread. And then you put. Just pieces of turkey turkey cut from the
I had you there, but mustard.
Mustard?
And drown it in mustard. Eat it on like white bread. It has to be on the leftover turkey sandwich. It has to be on, yeah, like just...
But it's just but mustard doesn't actually do any of the structural components of mayonnaise.
No, but who needs them? Who needs structure when you have so much delicious?
You take Miracle Whip and you mix it up with some tuna fish? That's good.
See, I won't even use mayonnaise in tuna salad. I make tuna salad with mustard and ranch dressing.
Oh, God.
Whoa, weird.
It's fucking awesome.
That sounds good, but I just don't understand the mayonnaise hate.
Yeah, because mayonnaise is fucking disgusting.
You know,
Cool Whip is better than whipped cream.
We should watch the Alton Brown
Cool Whip. Okay, Cool Whip is better than whipped cream.
Goodies on... on mayonnaise, and I think you'll find.
I saw it.
It's like the man makes a good mayo.
I guess whatever.
I don't think I could ever make homemade mayonnaise because it's just too much goddamn work.
But it looked so delicious.
It did look delicious,
no,
and then someone made me
like semen, just like everything that comes out of Alton Brown, except for the things that aren't semen, but basically everything that comes out of Alton Brown.
I just think that you don't understand what delicious is.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Gleebs asks, speaking of delicious sauces, is the Ed's hot sauce that will totally murder your family mentioned in the 17 Alarm saucepan made by Ed the Undying?
I don't think so. I think that's a different Ed.
There's more than one person named Ed.
Yeah.
There's, in fact, 4.
Undying!
Putineska says, could you please fix the custom outfit code so that it recognizes that the weapon and offhand slots are different? there is a good reason. He has pointed out a number of good reasons to actually do that, and I think it probably ought to. Yeah, I know that. I forget what it is exactly.
See, my solution to that would just be to remove all of those.
Remove all of what?
The instances where offhand and onhand makes it a difference.
Yeah. I forget what they are. Putinesca has written in.
Yeah, I'm sure that
there is an actual reason. But that's bullshit. The antique spear should break if it's in the offhand.
Yeah,
and that is a bug basically that you're exploiting your way around. Right, those being different. There was something else though. There was something else, and I don't remember what it was. The dandelion with a whip, maybe. Which that could also be.
Yeah, that's absolutely something that could be fixed.
Yeah, it's very fixable.
I'll have to go find that list and see if there are ways for me to just work around it, because I just don't want there to be a difference.
I can definitely see why. I guess it's got to be a little annoying to people that.
It's just the way that the outfit code works now, it's just difficult to make that sort of distinction.
Right. I wonder if you couldn't do some sort of ordering trick.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I understand why it works that way, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. anyway, Putinesca, tell us why you want it to work that way, and it is probably the case that there shouldn't be anywhere that a weapon in your offhand is distinct from a weapon in your main hand. Fixing those. Because the thing is, it's not ever going to equip, like, a shield in your main hand and a weapon in your offhand, right? This is only ever going to happen when you have two weapons, and... Yeah.
I'm fixing the bracelets.
Fixing the bracelets. What's wrong with the bracelets?
Because we can now spindle them without powers, but with stat requirements, they had powers of zero.
I see.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that thing where accessories don't sort the power.
After we said that, there was somebody whining about the change preemptively, but I think that in general, basically everyone would be happier with it sorted in alphabetically.
Yeah, I think that can. Yeah, just that's really easy to do.
Yeah, that is kind of good suggestion about the bracelets, because they are fairly tricky. Landstuhl says, what do you think of video games today taking out the penalty for dying in favor of a more trial and error or play till you win experience? You know, I think that it's an interesting sort of way in which games can distinguish themselves from one another. It's like, I can't really understand why people who are spending millions and millions of dollars producing content for a game don't want it to just be impossible for 75% of the people who play it to see that content.
Yeah.
So I'm all about easy mode, you know? I'm a little irritated when you get... I'm okay with unlocking sort of optional game features for beating the game on different difficulty levels, but I get a little irritated with games where you don't get the good ending
if you
beat it on easy mode, or where you don't get any ending if you beat it on easy mode. Like, there a lot of Nintendo games did that. Or the fucking Contra 4 for the DS. You don't even get to play the last two levels on easy mode. It's just like, oh, you beat it. Oh, great.
I fixed the accessory.
And the bracelets are fixed. And Princess Poppycock points out that in Bismarck there are closed Dairy Queens in the winter.
Not so.
But I would imagine that's got to be only Dairy Queens that are just ice cream, because there'd be no reason for them to close.
Even I would eat ice cream.
I was going to say, because the one in our hometown closed during the winter, but it was just a stand. It was just ice cream only.
Well, if it's like a stand outside, then I could see why they did that.
Was it the last stand?
The last one I know of.
Yeah, did it grant you 30% of your maximum health?
Was the stand the place where you worked? Did it face you?
Well, no, but I had both my spine and my Orange Crush.
Oh. Wait,
I thought you get
an Orange Crush float.
I thought you had to stand in Boulder or Vegas. One of those two places.
Right, yeah. That's true. I think we would all be headed to Boulder except for Xenophobe. Xenophobe would be headed to Vegas.
Well, nice, true neutral.
Yeah.
Or neutral evil, maybe.
If it makes you any better, I declined an offer from Texmark to go to Vegas with him.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been a fun trip.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, he would have been constantly showing you, like,
it would have been
like
fun
porn.
For us to
like,
hear about it afterwards.
Hey, have you seen this? And he'd be like, hold my
yeah,
mind.
Just
like,
hold it. He'd unfold some poster of Goat's Head that he keeps in his wallet or whatever. I would go to Vegas with Texmark.
I absolutely would not.
Is he 21?
I don't know.
So I don't know that he could go everywhere.
Yeah.
He was like 14 last time I checked.
I think he had finally turned 18 when he came to this last con.
Yeah,
he finally.
So now it was legal for him to send pictures of porn.
Imagining that his parents would not let him go to con before he was 18, it goes to show really the kind of person that level of parenting turns you into. Wouldn't want to expose our precious child to anything naughty. Let's see. I'm gonna play another one of these middle sets.
Middle sets.
How about the mid-tempo mix? So you're describing Eels, It's a Motherfucker as mid-tempo?
Well, you wanted up-tempo stuff. So this is.
But I would say that Eels song is decidedly down-tempo.
Yeah. I can definitely come up with more down-tempo songs.
All right, so you're saying that this set has silence at the end, although the thinger will ignore the silence. All right, we're going to play some music.
Woo! You change the volume so you don't blow out the
speakers. No, the volume on the music is down pretty low, so this should be okay. But be careful, guys. It might get real loud in a second.
I saw it written and I saw it say, the pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The pink moon, and I get you. Thank you.
so this radio show is interrupting a conversation that I've been having for a long time. The guy, the Mutant Freaks of Nature guy.
Yeah.
Who's a hi, Braille. How's it going? He's listening to the choices. yeah, so I am excited to see that when it gets out there. I'm looking forward to it. He said it's the code is all done and it's just it's just content work now. So yeah.
Did you see it in some sort of beta stage or something?
I saw it in an early beta and then it was actually open to the public for a while, and I'm not sure where the content ran out. But, what?
I was thinking of yet another KOL-inspired game that wasn't in that thread that I remember.
What was that?
The Brain Chef.
Oh, was Brain Chef KOL-inspired?
Very much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. You should post it.
I should actually. I just not thought about it.
I don't know that Mutant Freaks of Nature was so much KOL inspired
as he was like,
seeing somebody make a game made me think, oh yeah, I got this game I've been working on and I should really get that out there. But anyway, it has been like that. He showed me the like new sort of system. It was like kind of an overhaul of the way that it works entirely, and it was just awesome.
Really?
It was really, really impressive DHTML stuff.
Huh.
You know, like it was very roguelike. Remember when we were talking about the whole multiplayer roguelike, whether we could actually get that to work? Like a two or four player roguelike,
uh-huh.
As long as everybody was actually we'd have to make it kind of fast paced.
I mean, I can't imagine why you couldn't make a multiplayer roguelike work, given the multiplayer games that are out there, at least in on a Flash server.
Yeah, it's just a roguelike is weird because one of the things about a roguelike is that it's turn-based. The monsters don't move until you do. So
right.
Like if you've got two people in there,
huh. I mean, would you still have everybody take turns or something?
Yeah, you'd have to. You know, this is I was the only one playing Mutant Freaks of Nature when I saw it, so I don't know what it's actually going to look like. But I think it has the potential to actually have like people running around in town that you can see running around in town. So.
Neat.
But that was the thing that I was telling you about, the awesome like item image generation thing that where it was all of the item images were generated by code and you could. Like scale them and rotate them and palette shift them by sending arguments to the code. It's good stuff. Let's see. Chiquita Mosquito says that is El Vibrato Island. Word is it rose from the depths fairly recently. Nobody knows that the deal is. Fix please. All right, if you insist. That the deal. He typed. Slash. Nobody knows what the deal is.
Deal, man.
Nobody reports typos anymore, man. That's so last year.
Is that true, or is it because there are no typos at all? We're perfectly complete. Completely perfect.
Southwest says, could some basic shields be added to the armory and legery, please? I feel like basic shields are kind of... Like, the shields that drop aren't particularly interesting. That's not one of the things that was sort of like, because we made it for a while there where every dropped piece of equipment had some enchantments on it, and I don't think that is actually the case with shields. Although maybe we could give
every... They all have damage absorption at least a little bit.
Well, but the absorption...
Their
impact on the game is damage reduction, so I mean that's why we didn't really care to give them enchantments, right? I mean, I guess we could put in crappy shields that had a higher stat requirement to equip than the dropped shield with the same damage reduction.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess it'd be good for... I mean, if a turtle tamer could go in and spend 100 meat on a shield with one damage reduction, they probably would on their first day as a turtle tamer, Son of Beckett says, I've convinced my roommate to buy a bear trap for home defense. It will defend the one window we always leave open. Thoughts on home security?
That's a good idea. I should go buy a bear trap.
Yeah. We, given the number of bricks through our back door per year that we've experienced at the office, we actually had we had some like Batmobile armor placed on the back of the house. It's kind of awesome.
It is cool.
I need to tell them
some kind of enchantment.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
I need to call those guys back and actually have them put a thing on the door, too. The one thing that actually got destroyed is the one thing that we did not protect with these barriers. It allows us to make it a lot more like a cave in here. They are shutters that will just completely block out all of the light from outside. Like, 100% of it. They're like the best curtains ever. And it's curtains for you, Mr. Sun.
Hey, can we get them for my window?
Yeah. It would make sense, because that's just a huge window that a single brick would afford.
I'm betting it's facing the side of the house. Lots of the sunlight comes in, I'm sure. I mean, the heating in that room's all fucked up, always. Compared to the rest of the house, it's always just way too the fuck too cold.
I think that's because of the big barrel full of burning garbage that you keep in there.
Oh, right. I might have something to do with it.
Tatter says, "Hey, Jake, I think I'm going nuts. The phrase, enter the Wumpus, keeps popping in and out of my head. Any idea where I could have heard it?" Yeah, there's a KOL player named Enter the Wumpus. I've seen him other places, too. Like Changling Bob. I see Changling Bob in the comments on Tobolds. I don't think Tobold likes me anymore. I don't think he ever liked me, but the only thing I've ever said on there was, like, fuck you, douchebag.
I don't think you used those words, though.
I didn't. Gleeb says, "Thanks for the very ahead of schedule custom avatar, Jake. Now that you've drawn a Metroid, there's nothing stopping you from putting one in the game." Yeah, we were talking about that. I had what I think is kind of an awesome idea. Kind of an awesome idea.
It's pretty clever.
Parafert says, "How many turtle tamers are there in the kingdom? How many turtle familiars? Why?"
Yeah, we were talking about that today, too, actually.
Oh, yes, we were.
And they were the same thing. Dun, dun, dun.
I figured we'd put a turtle. I was figuring
we're
one of the...
Are we doing a familiar reward for one of the guild
quests? Yeah, one of the late Nemesis chain quests would be a class-specific familiar.
I think the answer to this whole question is, there are, you know, roughly 1/6 of the players in the game are turtle tamers. Roughly 1/6 of all familiars are secretly turtles.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Turtles dressed as other stuff.
Yeah. They are crafty, crafty
turtles. Beasts. That are familiars that deep down inside they feel that they're really turtles.
Sometimes, you know, when they're embarrassed or just vulnerable, they'll just crawl up into their own shells, whether they be physical or metaphorical.
Occasional JD says, "Random my face poll? Come on!" All right, we're going to read the random My Face poll.
What?
Poll question. Do you play RuneScape? If you do, join my clan, Vidon747. And the options to that poll are yes, 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 and yes.
That's not a question.
Wait, and what? Also is
I mean, do you play RuneScape is a question.
Well, okay, but...
Where's this random
where are you supposed to click if you don't play RuneScape?
Yeah, I think you're not supposed to click at all. Okay, another one. Which website is better? MySpace, Tag World, MyFace, or Bebo?
Never heard of any of those.
You've never heard of MySpace?
Oh, MySpace? I've never been there, but I guess I've heard of it.
Just going to MyFace.com pops up a thing that says, "Support for your browser is very limited. Don't even bother submitting bug reports, you asshole."
That's the kind of error reporting that I like to see.
All right, another
random poll. Are you using a Mac IE again?
No, I'm using Safari.
Oh, that's even better.
Murdering people is, and the options are, fun, for idiots, don't know, or shut up. This, I can tell, my face is attracting just a level of participants that I don't know that I'm qualified to hang with these guys.
Are these user created polls?
They are, and it randomly puts a user created poll on the front page of my face.
They must be in the future then.
Is this just yet another social networking site like Facebook and MySpace, and perhaps a combination of MySpace, Facebook?
My book face.
Yeah. Well, that was we made the joke about about starting a social networking site called MyFace, and that the logo would be "Come on." Right? That was where it came from.
Wow! Know. And did somebody actually just go ahead and register that?
Yeah.
And then create
it might have already existed. I didn't actually check.
I see.
Boy. Xy Idol says, why don't you make black pudding scale? Even if you put a cap on the stat gain from them, they'd become an interesting food for power levelers. Also, it would make going for the thing a bit more of a challenge and would... I see what you're saying. And give it some strategy in terms of resources and such. Now, I think that the black puddings are okay the way that they are.
Oh, yes.
Enemy Lasagna says, shouldn't successful pickpocketing give you a slight moxie stat gain? That would actually be an interesting thing. That would be an interesting enchantment to have on something.
That's a good point.
Dr. Van Mojo says, I know you guys are probably going to pare down releases for McPhee's Grimoire, but could we get a third Pet Rock costume before you do, so all three of them can dress differently?
There's... I don't know if there's Spindled even, maybe.
I think we've released all the Pet Rocks.
You had
costumes that
one.
Are Spindled.
You had come up with a third one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Was it good?
There was the Snooty disguise, the Groucho disguise, and
something else.
Maybe like a paper. We could do like a paper bag to go over its head.
What's
an unknown Pet Rock? Because nothing like referencing an obscure '70s stand-up comedian. It could have a we could give it a Father Guido Sarducci costume. yeah. Come on, obscure '70s comedian.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, true.
Do all the disguises have to be obscure '70s comedians?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Groucho Marx.
Yeah. And Snooty.
Yeah.
We could give it an Alfred E. Newman costume. And it could just say, what me worry all the time. You could fold it in.
You know, it's interesting. Did you see that article about
Al Jaffee? Did he die or something?
I don't think so.
I remember seeing something about him recently.
I don't think he died, but the article was talking about how he paints those all by hand. He doesn't do computer or anything, and he paints them on, like, rigid board. So he never actually folds them. He just paints them very, very carefully and knows in his head what he's doing well enough that they work when they get printed.
PR8 says, familiar choice when ascending, redundant after NS13. Yeah. Yeah. Strong Bad Fanny X also says, thanks for being so especially speedy with custom avatar. Only 10 days versus the several months on the last one. Yeah. Be bad. Sorry.
See, but now that you're doing them so quickly, you're just going to get more of them. It's like you're just kicking yourself in your own nards, dude.
That's true. Just like Wolfman. Psycho says, what do you think about changing the bonus spell damage on ascension rewards to percentage bonuses? I'm actually not entirely...
Say that one more time.
About changing the bonus spell damage on ascension rewards to percentage bonuses, like things that evade the caps. Somebody made the point that on the legendary epic weapons that it would make a lot of sense to have them be percentage, so that, you know, someone would actually use those weapons. I don't know. GigaShadow 555 says, is it just me or would the asymmetric staff make for a great sitcom?
Nah.
What a wacky neighbor. Well, unless you count that fucking rooster.
It doesn't even register me.
Yeah, I don't even hear it crowing anymore.
I hear it clucking sometimes.
I mean, we don't have enough inter-office drama, I don't think.
Yeah, that would be... It would make for a pretty boring sitcom. I'd sit in my room most of the day.
Yeah.
You could be the character that never actually appears on screen.
He just yells.
Oh, yeah, you'd be like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah, like over the fence.
Or you could be like Wilson from Castaway.
But he appeared in the film.
That's true.
I thought Wilson's voice acting was really good in Castaway.
Yeah. Demobot says, any plans to nerf the new V-Crisis strategy before people become too attached to it, like Stasis? This is fucking weird. Legomancer says, any chance of fixing the V for Vivala Mask bug that breaks hyperlinks in chat? pretty sure that was fixed, like, weeks ago.
People are reporting it on every server that we're dead.
I didn't do it. I didn't fix it. I didn't touch it.
Really?
No, never.
So, it's randomly just not breaking links on dev, even though everything is pushed out.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because dev has a V in it. Maybe if we made all the servers like VVVVV1 and VVVVVV2.
That would be kind of funny if that's actually true.
Lord Stefano says, can the wharf rats drop aftershave for lucre like the caveman hippies drop flies? No. Because they don't have any aftershave, you know. Cavemen. Aftershave is so complicated that even a caveman can't do it. Labyrinth of Darkness says, will we ever see image revamp for items that have the same image? I went and made all those extra book graphics. If there are, like, a lot of items that have the same image, then I guess maybe I would consider it, but I don't think that there are really that many. Let's see. Labyrinth of Darkness says, lack of ways to level up between 3 and 5. I'm not sure if there's a lack of ways to level up between 3 and 5.
No, it's not.
ChefBob27 says, oh, I just got the joke. Warm subject equals hot topic. Lols. Ruhr says, any update on what we can expect at KOLCon 5? Do we have a theme such as V for Vendetta for the con? Yeah, that's kind of that's.
There's a
funny.
Sticky in the community forum that has pretty much everything you'd need to know that we've decided yet.
We came up with something at Hollywood Alley.
What?
Something.
For Con 5.
What?
I could have sworn last time.
Yeah. I could have sworn we.
I don't remember even talking to you. I don't even. In fact, were you even there?
We came up with something.
Something to call it, or something to do.
Something 4 or 5 to stand for the V to stand for. I forget. I completely forgot.
This. Yeah.
Huh. Was it vagina?
No. That was
malfunction, not possible.
Yeah.
Was it? were you ever?
Yeah.
My car has this weird thing in it that you can push this button and then the car is listening to you, and no matter what you say, it says pardon, unless you say vagina, in which case it says function not possible. I do not understand what that thing is for. It is some kind of weird hands-free thing for a cell phone that. It's not Bluetooth, and it's not anything that actually works on any cell phone that I'm aware of, and it just came with the car.
But, what links were people saying that it was breaking, I guess? Hyperlinks?
As opposed to, like, links sausage to links?
Maybe it's links that start with www instead of HTTP. The thing that you can start a link to with a www.
See.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
No. Doesn't look like it.
Robotroll says, Jake, don't you think it's getting hot in Arizona sooner and sooner? It's supposed to be 95 on Sunday in Phoenix. I don't know, man. It's Al Gore was right about everything.
Man, Bear Pig is real.
Cupcakes of Hell says, how come the personal coffee mugs don't work in the same way that bricks do, in that they are one way, and you totally need to add strap-ons to the game?
I don't think I agree on that point.
I don't think I agree on that either. Mitchell says, beer cartilage ever work for other bottled adult beverages other than just Sir Schlitz? But beer cartilage doesn't work on bottles.
Yeah.
It's beer cartilage. Beers don't come in bottles.
Jupiter says, the Neato combat button system is nice, but you still need to use the mouse or tab/enter on non-combats. Is this a technical limitation, or can it be integrated in a non-combat?
No.
You can also use the back tick.
For non-combats, you can use the back tick to do again, and for choice adventures, you can do 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And then you can get your woman on the floor on account of you've gotta get up, get down.
Get down with the sickness.
James 111222 says, Clan Hyrule has a question for Jake. Is there still content undiscovered in the Pirate Quest? Should we be doing plinth work with the strange shiny disc? No. No, there's nothing undiscovered except for the undiscovered stuff. But it doesn't have anything to do with El Dorado. El Dorado is completely sussed out at this point. Kaylee says, do the powers that be prefer PCs or Macs? Which do you work for KOL on? We're split.
About down the middle, actually.
Yeah, pretty evenly.
Yeah. Me and... Well, no, not really. So Hot Stuff, Mac, Riff, Mac, Xeno, PC, Jick, PC, Sly, PC, Scully, PC.
Pretentious Artist is Mac.
Pretentious Artist, Mac, yeah. Shit.
That's about as even as it can be with seven people.
Multizar is PC.
Oh, yeah.
Haha.
This
is a big company.
But
what the fuck?
Skullhead has a Mac. Had a Mac.
But well, then he ate it.
He had a Mac that he was borrowing from me.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. Plus, I think that was. I think Jess was using that anyway. Iluro Dragon says, does removing a monster from the monster queue make non-combats any more likely to occur? No, it doesn't. Satsui says, could we have a new holiday called L-Train Meat Paste Day, where every player finds a meat paste on occasional battles? It would bring great cheer, joy, and various lulls to the kingdom, and a $3.5 million meat paste would last a lot of... or 3.5 million meat pastes would last a lot of holidays. I think that's some inside forum joke.
Yeah, I think that's probably something that about 12 people understand.
And none of those people are in this room.
Yeah. Dev has some suggestions for a pet rock disguise. Elvis? That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Labyrinth of Darkness says, rang off fire reference? Labyrinth of Darkness is a cool guy.
But not much of a labyrinth.
Yeah. Yeah. Shadow Labyrinth, the instance in World of Warcraft, worst labyrinth ever. Yeah, it's not a single branch. It is just, it is more like
there is a branch, but it's like a hallway.
Shadow corridor.
Yeah.
There's a branch, but it's all covered in, it's like covered in rubble.
Okay, so sure. There would be a single internal loop if it had not been for a cave-in that occurred before the zone was actually built.
Which, you know, honestly, we should just be able to clear that away, because those first few pulls suck. Not really. And the only hard pulls in that entire instance are in the instructor room before the second boss.
And they're made trivial with mind control. Mind control!
Or paladin tank.
Questions. Minty Giant says, in the Haunted Billiards room, there's no 10 through 15 balls. Why is this?
They only ever play 8 ball there.
They're playing 9 ball.
Yeah.
They only play 9 ball, and they play it so much that they just threw out the other ones. Also, stripe balls, hard to draw.
Yep. Labyrinth of Darkness says, only 12 days until it's been 5 years of KOL. Planning on doing anything? No, that isn't true. It's been 5 years. It was 5 years in like January.
We need to expand our anniversary items.
Oh, yeah. Disco Daryl says, so what are these new items that are dropping which unlock a new Postomancer combat mechanic? Wouldn't you like to know, Disco Daryl? Klaatu says, a question. Would you consider making a familiar that would adjust the proportion of combat to non-combat adventures? For example, a bird that could switch from being a hawk to being a dove. It could be like a white-winged dove and sing a song that sounds like it's singing.
That's possibly my favorite line from a song ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I do not want to do anything else that globally impacts plus combat and plus non-combat, so... All of the sort of conceptual design slots that were available are now filled.
Bye-bye.
Because if there's one thing that we do here, it's fill slots. Type Login says, I love what you guys do. Radio KOL is one of the best things this game could ever offer. Most game creators don't put their voice on the line every week, if ever. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. By the way, after this week, we're not doing any more radio shows.
Woo!
We want to do radio shows on the roof.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
Everywhere.
Count sends me a link to a thing about making a hidden door bookshelf myself. But
a friend of mine's dad made a hidden door out of a bookshelf, but it was very different than what you want.
It was like you walked into his bedroom and then there was like a chest on the ground and then a bookcase above it, and you could unlatch the bookcase and it would swing out, and the chest was like a stair up into like a little room behind. But it was like he had an entire like hidden room behind his room. It was like the coolest kid's room ever. But they sort of designed and built their own house from the ground up. It was one of the neatest houses I'd ever been to. It was in Colorado. The kid's name was Dax, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, he was named after some character in some romance novel that his parents wouldn't let him read till he was 21. And then he went to work for Microsoft, and I never heard from him again.
How did his parents manage to stop him from reading stuff when he was...
They just told him he couldn't read it until this one. I don't know that he actually was prevented from it.
Minty Giant says, Tower Defense, have you ever played Rampart? Interesting little old-school game. I fucking love Rampart.
Rampart's awesome. A classic.
I played the shit out of that in the arcade. Like, it was so much fun multiplayer.
Yeah, no, that's one of those great games.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, play Rampart.
Is there like a online version of it?
I bought a Midway Arcade Classics or whatever for the Xbox. I have a version of it on the Xbox. But it's not the same without the trackball. Using the trackball, frustrating ass trackball, was part of the challenge of playing the game.
Crap.
Man, yeah, it was rough against the computer, but playing it multiplayer was just a... Man, that was a lot of fun.
There was apparently some sort of Flash Rampart, which was just a port of some other game. Some sort of Flash port of a game that was taken down, apparently.
Of Rampart?
Apparently.
Huh.
I'm just looking through the internet.
Rickett says, Yay, Jake! The Interpostomancer in me is quite happy with today's changes. Istanbul says, Could you create some kind of chat filter that causes anyone who uses saws to replace sorry to lose 5 levels in all of their meat? I guess we could put that in the Wang filter.
Replaces it with, sorry, also I'm a douchebag.
Right. Zom Goober Clubber says, Why the fuck does the Plexi Pendant use mist as the equip requirement? It's the Accordion Thief reward. Because it's an accessory. Dr. Van Venmo just says, I think the math for the hole in the sky got fucked up when the... Actually, she said messed up. He said messed up. I don't know what Dr. Van Venmo is. Messed up when the Naughty Sorceress quest was changed from needing the buckler to needing the hat. So apparently the buckler was 2 more lines than stars, and then the hat was 2 more stars than lines. Oh yeah, that was one thing that evened it out, right? Because the buckler had those crossbars. Hula Aihui says, Regarding swapping stars for lines, just make them zappable. No need for a new adventure. Yeah, but they... You know... The limited nature of the Zap One makes that significantly less. So. Yeah. Sorry. Psycho Person says, Don't worry, I'll put it in YouTube. Whatever it is. Issue says, If you take a server down and another goes down, will the memory threshold then be breached? I honestly don't think so. I think that we could get by on 4 servers at this point, and no one would notice. That is my...
I'm playing Missile Command.
Yeah, so everybody's just playing video games.
I'm looking for video games, I'm not actually playing.
Dr. Van Venmo also says, In Minnesota, there are 2 classes of Dairy Queen, although, did you talk about... No. Some Dairy Queens sell only frozen treats and are not enclosed. They're just ice cream stands, and those close...
That was also at Princess Poppy Cups.
The ones that are braziers, i.e. the ones that sell hot eats in addition to cool treats. I lament a few things as much as I lament the cessation of the Land of Dairy Queen advertising campaign.
What was that all about?
It was just the camera would just go through this big, like, landscape made out of chocolate with, like, Sunday mountains and rivers of hot fudge, and suddenly there's a sprinkle storm! We need to make part of, yeah, because the 70s, man, I bet those commercials were on in the 70s. Part of Soul Raver could be you get stuck on the set. You get shrunk and trapped on the set of a Land of Dairy Queen commercial.
Oh my God.
Turns out it was fucking real, man.
Thought going to the ultimate anti-mayonnaise rant. Oh no, you might eat egg yolks and oil.
Yeah, I tried to reload the questions, and now everything is dead.
Also, critical hits are calculated by weapon slot only. What does that mean? It means the paragraph after point three is the sticking point, since the other things could be bugs and could be addressed with.
I don't think they're calculated by weapon slot only. I mean, it's possible that if you're using a weapon that has a higher critical than anything else, it's being used. That's the only thing that's being used, sure.
But that's the same regardless of what slot it's in.
Right.
Okay, so if you have a custom outfit that has two of the same weapon,
yeah,
and you are like going to the 8-bit realm, you have an item in your offhand.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Wrath of the Lich King entered Alpha.
Yeah, silence. Okay. If you use a custom outfit and change the weapon, the weapons may swap and require you to switch weapons before you switch back to the offhand item. I honestly don't know how much of a game breaker I think that is. A deal breaker. I guess it's not a game breaker. If it's that hard to come up with a situation in which it could sort of be a marginal inconvenience that isn't actually a bug, then I'm not positive that it is worth it. The thing is, we could do it, it would just make the outfit equipping code significantly more database intensive, right? Because there's a cool trick that can be done if...
there's an optimization that I'm employing that's
so
sort of internal to the way that the whole train of logic for that thing works, that makes it such that if you ignore main hand and off hand specifications when you have two weapons, then just work better.
So we need to make the antique spears break, even if they're in the weapon. The thrust smack, lunging thrust smack, multiplying damage based on the power of the weapon slot only. That is probably just an order of operations thing that could be fixed. You know? Gramp says, hey, how come the Yuletide Troll Chrysalis doesn't give no delete status? I don't know that
the familiars...
The larval items. I've started doing that recently, I think, because I wasn't sure.
I'm pretty sure that we went back and fixed them. We can check that one right now.
Chrysal, he searched. Yeah. Yuletide Troll Chrysalis should mark people no delete and be unsmashable. Issue says, how many undiscovered trophies are there, and what are the file names? Yeah, good try. There are 7.
9.
10. There are 10.
9.
No, there are 9. Yeah, there are 9 now. And the slots are, the file names are undiscovered trophy 1 through 9.
Dot. JPEG.
They're PNGs.
Dot. Tung.
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 Punga, punga, punga.
Yay, Amplitude checked in.
Woo, we don't have to be on the radio after 10 minutes.
Hitting, right bracket instead of enter. Lord Poopy Pants says, I'm going to attempt a text-based Soul Raver. I will push it out when it's done. And Lord Poopy Pants, he does push it out when it's done. He doesn't wait for an opportunity to actually find a toilet. Says he's not going to half-ass it. Again, ha-ha-ha.
He has a great custom title. I'll leave that as an exercise to the reader.
Let's see.
ECA on the Nemesis.
Yeah.
And I've been busy on our latest big thing.
I'll get back
on that now that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be done when it's done.
Exactly. We're like Blizzard in that regard.
That's right.
It'll be done when it's done. Only we actually talk to people.
No, that's not true anymore. They started doing their own podcast.
Yeah, but it's
but
not.
It's not nearly as interactive as ours.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. I've been listening to it. I have listened to both of them. Are we in the middle of rollover?
Yep.
So I can't watch the friggin' questions.
Can't really do anything.
Damn these full database backups.
What kind of video format is FLV?
Flash.
Weird.
Flash video. Flash is probably the most common video presentation format on the internet at this point. Because YouTube is almost all Flash.
It's also really? the shittiest.
I did not know that.
That's why there was that big uproar about Apple saying that Flash is not
the future.
No,
Flash is not good enough for the iPhone.
He didn't say that exactly. He said that the mobile version of Flash is not good enough for the iPhone, and the regular version won't work for whatever reason. It's like too resource intensive. So
I'm looking at the output code, and there's just so many of these nested one-line loops where I didn't put any curly braces. That makes me feel like a good programmer.
Nested one-line loops where you didn't put any curly braces.
Yeah, it's like if something for each for while.
Oh, right, right.
All in a row.
Yeah. I like that. Hey, random poll on my face. Do oo watch porn? Yes or no? That one, at least the answers make sense. Sorry, I'm waiting for this question update to happen because of the whole rollover. So it's random my face polls for the next 8 minutes. let's see.
I don't know.
Anything else? Anything exciting that you guys want to talk about?
I just flew in from O'Hare, and boy, are my arms tired.
My abdomen seems less intent on killing me now.
That's good.
Your what?
My abdomen. For whatever reason, this is the second time that I've been going camping the next day, and the day before I've been going camping, my
abdomen...
Do you
just, like, have a habit of eating things you found on the floor before you go camping?
No, that is not the case.
He's trying to save up energy in case he gets trapped in the woods, so he eats anything that he might.
In any case, my abdomen decides to cause me great distress. It's as if, like, a great pocket of air has been...
Or a big pocket of anti-camping.
It's anti-camping. Millions of voices suddenly cried out and were suddenly silenced.
Yes.
By a campfire.
Yeah. Rollover's over!
Woo! Yay! It turns out there weren't really any new questions.
Oh, right. That's because it was rollover.
Well, because I hadn't actually flushed in a while.
Maybe you should use toilet paper.
Or perhaps 1,000 flushes.
Yeah. 1,000 flushes would last me forever.
See, that doesn't really work as a substitute for toilet paper, though.
You dip your hand in the tank and kind of rub it around.
Yeah.
Someone's giving you an effort.
You need toilet deck.
No, you use 1,000 flushes in the bidet. Yes. Oh, yes.
Do you flush a bidet? Or would the product be called, like, 1,000 ass blasts?
that's in the back alleys of San Francisco, mostly.
All right, random poll. What does eres una pendejo mean? You're my friend, you're cool, I don't like you, or go away?
None of them.
None of them mean. Also, I don't think that you would use the familiar view form.
Look at the picture. Half of the people on the picture of the crowd of people on my face look like vampires from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or like...
What?
Okay. Would you date me? And then the answers are, yeah, Y-E-A, or nah, N-A-W-W.
Two W's.
Yeah.
I don't think the website, yay or nah, caught on. Am I yay or not?
Am I bio-servant? That was my favorite thing ever.
What?
Is it? Because there was, you know, am I hot or not? Am I, you know, am I fuckable or not? Or whatever they made.
Yeah.
Am I a bear or not?
Then somebody made
AMI BIOS or not, and it was just pictures of motherboards, and you were saying whether or not you thought that the motherboard was using AMI.
I liked aminaked.com, where the options were yes, no, and eh.
The guy in the middle could be a vampire. I guess the girl on the left could be a vampire. Oh, yeah, no, the guy on the far right could be a vampire.
Yeah, they are doing something to those people.
What is going on?
I totally figured out my Halloween costume for this year. Uh-huh. I'm gonna make a mask that looks like my face, but distorted like pictures of people in The Ring.
That is honestly one of the freakiest effects, because they just show it to you for just a split second, and you're like, oh my god!
Yeah.
I watched The Ring at like 3 in the morning, after being up for hours and hours and hours with...
And then the phone rang and a week later you died?
No. And I was in a room with like 12 other people, a lot of them girls, a lot of them would scream at the slightest provocation, and it made the movie much, much scarier. So I have this...
Do you just have all these girls around you?
I have not watched it since then, and I still just think of it as this terrifying film.
Well, like the American version or the Japanese version?
The American version.
It didn't really get to me.
Yeah, are there any scary movies that get to you now?
I don't actually know.
Like, I haven't watched a movie that like really scared me for a long time. Like Nightmare on Elm Street scared me.
When I was a kid, I had nightmares. Like,
on Elm Street?
That's weird. I was on Elm Street.
All right. So this person whose picture is just the numbers 98425 on my face. Posts, what do you think about my page? And the answers, first of all, these are all in all caps. The answers are all rigged, cool, sexy, and funny.
Is that one option, or is it the next three?
No. Yeah. What's they're cool, sexy.
Wow, it wouldn't even let me vote on one. Because I also got the Dulu Watch Porn, and I tried to vote, and it said it was for members only.
What was your vote?
I said, yeah.
I don't know. Lord Poopy Pants says, best radio ever. Well, thanks, Lord Poopy Pants. It's only because we were talking about you that you think it was that great. I should probably get off the radio.
Probably.
What?
I ask Amplitude if he is ready. I find a outro song. What did we do? We did the flicker stick last time. We'll do the badly drawn boy this time. Badly drawn and badly quartered.
Badly tarred and badly feathered.
And Amplitude says he's ready, so you'll see Amplitude in 5 minutes. We'll see you. I'll see you Monday, everybody. I'll see you Thursday.
See ya.
Have a good weekend, everybody. I won't be here next Thursday. Oh, crap.
Sad.
Bye.
You're not near. face shining my way, pure timing. Now I've fallen in deep, slow, silent sleep. It's killing me, I'm dying. Bit of sunshine in your life, solid all over you, warm sun pours over me, solid all over you, warm sun. But now I'm dry.